Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The Open Ears Project is supported by Belmont, who've collected and created some of the world's greatest luxury travel adventures. Iconic hotels, train journeys, river cruises, and safaris. Each has a unique story to tell. Where will you go? This is The Open Ears Project, day 29.
My name is Crystal Hawes. I work at WQXR, and we're listening to Pavan for a Dead Princess by Maurice Ravel. So I studied jazz. I went to a music school, and I was a singer. So in school, there were, you know, the singers, and then there were the musicians, and the musicians actually played the instruments. And so my roommate, who played piano, was working on this piece probably for months and months on end. And so I kept hearing the same piece of music over and over and over again. But it sounded like there was a mistake that she kept making at almost the same point in the piece over and over again. So I kept hearing this mistake, but the music actually started growing on me. And then finally, I decided to get the sheet music out, and I discovered that the mistake was actually in the music. And I fell in love with it. Up until that point, like, my interaction with classical music was this thing that I thought couldn't, like, jazz was full of mistakes, and you just turn them into something. And classical music was perfect and pristine, and this piece had so much color, had this purposeful mistake, had a lot of sadness and full lushness that I didn't expect. For me, on a chaotic day, where maybe things are out of control or I don't have a lot of control over what's happening, I listen to this on repeat. And it smooths out some of the angular parts of the day. And when you know something so well, it gives you a sense of control, I guess. So on a day when I don't know what's coming, it's like, okay, well, I have this. I could do that.
Crystal Hawes chose the Pavan for a Dead Princess by Maurice Ravel, and the whole thing is coming up in just a moment. It is a beauty. We are almost at the end of our very first 30-day season of the Open Ears Project. If you missed any previous episodes, fear not, you can find them all at openearsproject.org or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, a little favour to ask. We'd really appreciate it if you would consider giving us a rating or a review if you like what we're doing. It really helps other people find us, and we'd be really grateful. I'll see you tomorrow.